God damn.
All I gotta say is y'all disrespectful. Y'all some disrespectful cucks.
Bro.
What happened, bro?
Let's get it.
Duh, what happened?
I ended it.
All right, let's go.
Wait, why you ending?
Let's go.
The big one wants to start over.
Let's go, bro.
No. All right. Intro.
Yo, it's your boy D'Avin, aka Spice God.
It's your boy King Bomb, aka Cold Bomber X. We in here, yeah.
It's your boy Dark Man.
It's your boy Ace here.
And just so y'all know, it's about our 10th time doing that shit. All right, here we go. You get us here.
All right, man. I'm about to go ahead and get these topics, dog. So what's been popping over the whole week was GDC, man. Y'all can go ahead and say something while I find something real quick.
So what are you planning like the topics to be, the overall topics? Like, what's your idea for now?
For right now, we're just going to be talking about what went down at GDC this week.
GDC.
Why don't we expand on the topic? What exactly is GDC?
Game Developers Conference. That's what GDC is.
So what exactly went down?
A lot of content being shown there. I gotta look at some more stuff real quick. I say you out here asking me questions like I'm God or something.
But if you brought up the idea, I expected you to know something about it.
Wait, you got a topic. Be quiet. We're gonna wait till you get the topics.
Yeah.
All right.
Some of me, huh?
Let me know when you get the topics, and I'll start the shit over here.
Bro, I can't even really talk about that, though. I ain't gonna lie. It's not
my bro. You don't gotta keep starting it over, bro. We can run it like this, bro.
I don't think that's a good idea, but
I think it is, bro. That's how we start off, bro. That's how people get to know us, bro. We make mistakes.
That's a 3-minute mess up that nobody wants to hear.
Well, nobody care about that, bro.
They will.
We just lost a couple.
I don't see a problem with it.
The first 3 minutes is nothing.
All right, so what I do, bro, what we try to do is just take like the make a fail compilation, basically, because we failed a fucking whole lot of times, bro.
Yeah. But anyway, what I was saying was I can't really talk about that topic though, because like that's not my type of topic. So I'll let y'all talk.
That's not all we talking about today.
So what are we talking about?
What do you want to talk about? Gun laws.
Sure.
All right, let's talk about that right now. No, we not. I don't want to start over, bro.
Bro, we gotta start over.
Oh, we can't just run it, dog.
That's 4 minutes of nothing. Does anybody want to hear that?
They're going to hear it, bro, regardless.
See, look, we can make a fail compilation later.
Bro, we don't need no fail compilation, bro.
Yes, we do. It's funny.
We can run that. We get somebody else to do some highlights or something.
It's called humor. Yeah, I mean, you know what to do.
What?
Dog, bro. He talking about ending it and restarting over.
That's literally like 4 minutes and 30 seconds of nothing.
All right, so this all happened because you don't know what you're talking about. You're not organized.
That's what I'm saying. All right,
we're talking about gun laws. We talking about gun laws. Right?
All right, Billy, you start us off.
Bro, somebody just left.
That was Werner, bro.
No, we should start over, bro. I'm telling you.
He wasn't having it. He wasn't having it with gun laws, bro.
Well, let's start over.
No, man. Stop trying to start stuff over, bro. Let it.
We gotta make it good.
You messing it up. We were just about to start talking about the topic, and you just trying to start it over, bro.
All right.
Oh my god, bro. This is trash. I ain't gonna lie.
Talk about the topic, nigga.
We can edit it out. No matter.
All right. The first topic I'm going to talk about is a very controversial topic in our country, which is gun laws. Some people believe that their right is being has the risk of being taken away because of people's beliefs, and others believe that certain guns should be taken away for the safety of the people. How do you guys feel about it?
Shoot. They can't, I don't think they should take the right to bear arms away, but I don't condone giving teachers firearms in the school places, because that's crazy, man. If they should nip this stuff in the bud, because the thing is, when something like a school shooting happens, or anywhere, there's somebody who knows about it before it happens. And chances are, the person told somebody else, and the cops know, they know that they can get that information, because if they can sniff around and try to get other information, they can dig deep and get that information. And if they know it's going to happen, they can stop it before it starts. That's all I got to say.
Do you think there should be anyone, like security around the school or something like that?
Yeah.
Armed security?
Yeah. What type of security would you have?
Well, some schools have security guards who aren't armed with firearms.
Yeah, but if you want to stop somebody, if you want to stop somebody from shooting up a school, you will want not armed teacher.
Didn't the security guard shoot the other kid that did a shooting? I don't know where it was.
Yeah. In Maryland. Yeah, that happened.
So I think if we're going to allow guns in schools, then security guards should help my teachers.
But yeah, if you think about it, teachers aren't really shooters. So, like, let's say, like, what are they going to arm a teacher with exactly? Let's say they do, like, a pistol or something. If that kid has an AK-47 and the teacher has a pistol, who's going to win?
Yeah. She's going to get blazed.
Because the teacher's not going to want to get in that confrontation. Another
she
thing
get,
is, like,
she about to get blazed, bro.
Another thing is the teacher having an emotional connection with the kid. What if that was her student and she didn't want to shoot him at first, but he didn't care? She would get popped first, and she wouldn't be able to save anybody, or she
would have got popped or shot.
Because you stop to think, that's your life.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying. What you got to say, Martin?
Shit.
Speak up, Sonny.
What?
How do you guys feel about metal detectors? Well, Vernon,
I know my school got metal detectors now, so.
Do you believe it helps safety?
I mean, for safety reasons, so I don't really care. And it's not like, I'd rather get checked with like a metal detector than get shot to death. So,
hey, what happened that one day when y'all had got that threat?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about.
It was fake,
bruh.
Oh yeah. How do you guys feel about people making fake threats?
They need to get dealt with.
It's not funny. No type of humor in it. Just
dumb. They need to get dealt with accordingly, bro. Failed or something, because that ain't no joke.
Yeah.
You think it has something to do with the mentality of our generation?
Yeah.
Most definitely. These niggas eating top odds, yeah.
How would you know this?
Like, our sense of comedy is just, like, some kind of weird, especially, like, you know, when we think about dank memes. Or if, like, if you really get dank, like, it's just, you get crazy.
Right, all these Krusty Krab memes y'all got going on with Krusty Krab bucket. Stop it.
Like, I'm cool with satire, but like, some of this is not good. Not good.
It's nowhere in the world. Fortnite better than Modern Warfare 2. Come on now.
This generation, bro.
How do you think we can limit certain types of thinking in our culture?
I don't think we should limit thinking at all.
Yeah, you that's bad, bro. That's making it worse than it is.
We don't limit. Well, you shouldn't limit a person's thinking.
But do you think chaotic thinking should be addressed in any type of way, particular way?
So,
what you mean by like chaotic?
Yeah.
Basically, someone makes a threat, but they do it as a joke.
I mean, they should be dealt with. They should have dealt with the consequences, but they're already there.
Yeah, I mean.
So how harsh do you think the consequences should be?
Ooh, expulsion.
I don't know about that, but like, I don't know how to. I couldn't really say what the consequences should be, but there should be consequences.
Yeah, expulsion should be the consequence. That ain't no joke. Threatening lives.
But do you learn? Do you truly learn a lesson through expulsion? Being expelled? Do you truly learn a lesson through being expelled?
You don't, but you eliminate the problem. Because if they get expelled, it's going
to
take a while.
It depends on who the person is. Like, you don't have to learn the lesson, but it's still a consequence.
Yeah. Just like going to jail. You might not learn your lesson when you go to jail. You break out, do the same.
But do you think there should be something, a rule for, like, the betterment for the people? Like, a rule that actually helps the person and also helps the society?
What rule helps?
Instead of, like, before stuff happens. Because what happens is, they worry about that till after they took some loss. They worry about that after they got bodies.
I mean, it's also a part of, like, adolescence to go through that kind of rebellious stage. Like, the kids you see now that we deal with, dank memes, Pepe, shit like that, they're all young. No, dealing with adolescence in that way. Like, through memes or making jokes like school shooting jokes, shit like that. So I don't think it's something that could really be addressed. It's just something like a phase.
But do you think it's like, kind of like a social issue? Because, like, we as a society, like, sometimes people don't get, like, as much attention. And sometimes people do, like, certain things because of, like, bullying and things like that, or not getting enough attention, not being loved in different places. So they feel like no one, like, cares about them, which is why they don't care about others.
Bro. I think that could be, of course, it could be one of the reasons, but I don't think that's the main reason. Yeah, just.
So do you feel like most people aren't not accepted that do that?
That do what?
That shoot up schools.
Oh, no.
They don't have you don't feel like a lot of them don't have acceptance problems?
They probably do.
I'm not sure, but the Columbine shooters,
it was at home in school.
Their ideology, how they felt about human races, the human race.
But what influenced your ideology, though?
Some are, no. Have you read the shit that they wrote? It was a part of their personality. Well, the personality that they had. Like, they were narcissistic, for one.
But what influence that? A lack of attention can highly influence that.
But for them, I don't think it was a lack of attention.
It's definitely not a lack of attention.
I personally disagree, because I feel like a lack of, like, attention at home or in school, you feel like no one's, like, by your side, no one understands you. It kind of creates, like, this alone thought, which makes you feel like you're in a sad state, which causes you to do harsh actions.
But see, if you alone, why would you make people go away? Why would you make people go away by killing them?
If you're
being a mass murderer, that's a whole different thing.
I'm saying when I say alone, I mean in an alone mental state, meaning like you feel like no one, like, cares about you. No one wants to sit by you at lunch. Nobody wants to be by you. So you feel like, especially, like, you have a hate for you have a hate for everybody else.
They don't make you want to shoot up a school. That makes you want to hurt yourself.
But when it comes to a certain extent, you feel like you aren't loved anywhere. You start to think that nothing really matters.
Nine times out of ten, the reason you pushed over the edge is because it's something you lost or something that was taken from you. If it's somebody that wasn't getting attention, like,
When I say not getting attention, it's also not getting attention, like, when it comes to, like, problems not being addressed, like, your personal problems not being addressed.
They should be able to talk to somebody about it.
But if you have no one to talk to, you feel like you're shunned by society, you're going to start to not like society.
So you saying?
So we have counselors. We have people they can reach out to.
I know, but not everyone is so social that they want to go to a counselor. Some people don't know
about that. That's the problem.
Well, it's a problem,
but they don't want to address a problem by going to somebody. Then they're really creating their own problem. If there's people out there that's willing to help them, like counselors, they should go to them. I know what you're saying.
there's a lot of people out there with social skills. So having difficulty with social skills is a common thing within our society, like not feeling comfortable reaching out for help. So, like, do you feel like our society should do something to better people who have social problems or anything like that?
How can we do that?
It's even at home. At home, you could, like, give, like, trying to, like, encourage more ideas, like, kind of back someone, kind of support them. And in school, you can even, like, make sure, like, everyone, it's, like, more of a community. Everybody's more respected. Everybody has a voice. Because I feel like it isn't something that's really encouraged. It's something, like, just saying, like, there's help, go and get it. But there's not something that really encourages you to go get the help that's out there.
It's kind of hard to say, but yeah.
Because a lot of people have social problems or problems, whatever. Like, they feel like they're not heard enough, like, or they're not comfortable letting somebody hear what they have to say. Because, like, what if, like, you're told, like, by somebody a certain thing that makes you angry, so, like, you feel like you can't even talk anymore without that person saying something to you that makes you angry. So you just try to be quiet and hold your thoughts inside.
Do you think that'd be more of a... I couldn't say that. So in your opinion, like, what do you think makes a school shooter?
Well, like, there's, like, different things with, like, each specific person, but I think... I think it's, like, an attention thing. Like, I feel like if someone gave the people enough positive attention, they might not end up wanting to do that because, like, they have friends. It's like how you said before, like, usually when the scenario occurs, they tell somebody, like, basically saying, like, you shouldn't go this day, or you should get out of here this day, because I'm about to go crazy. They tell somebody because they have that connection with them. But if that connection was more universal, then I feel like that would limit certain things, like limit the violence. Because why do they tell?
But like,
why do you think they tell that, like, specific people to not come to school or to get out the way or something? Because they have connection with that person, they feel like that person, like, them well, or didn't treat them like everybody else, so they feel like they have a connection. But if more connections were like that, would they really want to do that?
What made them want to shoot school in the first place? They had a connection with one person.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I know,
saying.
Let's say you have a connection with one person, right? But the rest of the people that are your victims are unknown to you. So it's easier to shoot somebody that's unknown to you than it is to shoot a friend.
No, I'm saying, if you're saying, why would they want to shoot school? They have somebody that had to, like, to support them. First, what make you want to shoot the school in the first place? Why wouldn't you just do suicide? That's a question right there.
Not everybody wants to commit suicide. Like, that takes, like, a lot of things. And some people actually do commit suicide after they shoot up the school. Sometimes it goes along.
There's a revenge aspect in it.
Yeah, revenge. Because if you feel like the world does not accept you, you're going to want to take revenge on the world.
Why?
Because you don't feel accepted. You feel like you're being shunned by society. You feel like society isn't for you. It's against you. It's constantly making you feel sad or whatever.
And why would you think you don't feel accepted?
Because if you're not treated like you're accepted, not everybody in society is treated the same. Some people are treated terribly, and they don't feel love.
Yeah, but there's certain people.
Imagine if a person told you you were ugly every day and nobody wanted to sit by you, except for, like, certain, like, you had a, like, one friend that wanted to sit by you, and that was the only person that ever treated you good in your life.
That's not gonna make me want to shoot up a school.
Not necessarily you, but it can make other people do it.
What's the problem with more self-inflicted than
it's up, bro? It has nothing to do with how they treated at school. It has everything to do
with some people. It does. Like, some people actually write letters about how they're treated. They say, oh, this, I was bullied every day. I hated that feeling, so I didn't want to feel it no more.
Okay. It might have a little bit to do with that, but it's mainly due to how you were raised, bro. If you know it's wrong to kill people, then it's wrong.
You got
to
do that.
I said, if you know,
I know, just because something is wrong doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
You know it's wrong. Yeah, but you're.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Right, even when you say raised right, that's another connection. If you don't have that connection, you feel alone.
But you keep staying. But you keep saying
that's not like acceptance. Not if you don't have that connection at home, how are you gonna? That's not. You feel not accepted at home or in somewhere else, like at school. Imagine if you.
Sometimes not even not being accepted. It's about.
I know that still makes you feel not accepted. You feel like you don't have like the true aspect what you really need, so you don't feel accepted.
If you move from foster home,
that's what I'm saying. Not feeling accepted.
You go to school, you get treated. That's what I'm
saying. There's also another aspect involved to drive a person to want to commit a mass murder.
What other aspects are like?
Next I don't know. I'm just saying there's more aspects involved.
But I'm saying like that's like a major one.
To draw somebody to commit a mass murder, you already had to have some problems. And then a lot of this stuff can be self-inflicted. Like, it's kind of like harsh to say, but you put yourself in that situation where you don't talk to people, you isolate yourself.
I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, you do put yourself.
Yeah.
Like.
But let's say like. You make it like almost impossible for yourself. Like you do not feel good talking to other people because like that's a big problem in our society. Not everybody that has social problems is a shooter, but like a lot of shooters have social problems though.
It's also an aspect of psychopathy or psychopaths. They tend to be antisocial by a personality and temperament.
Yeah, but why? Like for instance, like it's always like cause and effect. Something happened that caused that.
Well, a lot of it is just genetic too. Your temperament is mostly genetic.
I know, but like, don't you think like there's some events that led up to that? Though?
No, I know there is. But like I'm saying, the type of people that commit these crimes are more often commit these crimes because of the type of people they are.
So, do you think it's just it's partly a genetic thing that makes you want to do that.
No, I'm not saying it's, no. I'm saying the temperament and the personality. That's mostly genetic.
That's why I said partly.
Yeah, it was definitely.
But like, I feel like sometimes like
So if you have an antisocial disorder, you automatically gonna isolate yourself from other people. When you isolate yourself from other people, then you get the feeling that you're all alone and nobody wants to talk to you. Then you start to dwell on that. But I'm saying, because that type of person is that type of person.
I know. Do you think people like that should get more attention than a normal person, though? Since it's known that they're like that.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. But
like, we should reach out to those people more. I feel our job is to reach out to those people that we see isolate themselves.
But are we taught that in society, though? Are we taught to reach out to people like that?
Yes and no. Like, people do make efforts to try to push a narrative that we should speak up, talk to people.
But how many people? How many
there
people
are efforts to do that. How many but people nobody does it. We don't encourage it.
How many people choose to ignore instead? Because ignoring is easier than addressing.
Yeah. I mean, more people did it, then more people would, you know, catch on and try to do it as well. Yeah.
Can
y'all hear me? All right, but look at it this way. Everybody, when somebody make a connection with somebody, everybody they make a choice. Do I want to keep talking to this person, or do I not want to keep talking to this person? If they're not having somebody to talk to, then they have to take it upon themselves to find a friend or to find somebody to talk to. You can't just blame it on they don't have
anybody. I know.
Also, a mental trap that you put yourself in.
I know
you start to blame people for your missed out.
I'm not saying that it's not like morally wrong. I'm saying like it's still a thing that happens. Like even though like it can be something's morally wrong, there's still a reason for why it happens, and that reason could still be like certain things could be put into like preventing that reason for the happening. Because I'm not saying it's morally right, but I'm saying like I feel like it can be prevented.
Excuse me. I don't think like what do you mean when you say prevented? Like fully or just.
Prevented more than it is now.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Because I'm not saying, like, the problem is, like, just be solved tomorrow. Everything is a step-by-step process, but I don't feel like anybody, like a lot of people in this country, are actually taking a step. Like, a lot of people with power in this country are actually taking a step.
It's because it's all political, honestly. Nobody's dressing like, I don't know. I think it's our responsibility as people like our age in school to take them for ourselves.
So, but do you think our leaders should have like an impact on it though? Should be able to like stand up since they're the ones with the power? Don't you think they should?
How many people will actually listen to them? If you like, if their message is to kids our age, who will actually listen to their message and do what they say? Tell them.
But in a like, do you think leaders should help the citizens and the citizens should help the leaders? A mutual relationship.
Yeah, but specifically, what do you mean by that?
If people are dying, like, because of things like that, people that aren't even, like, of a certain age that will continue to be an adult or, like, dying because of that, that seems like a major issue that should be addressed right away.
Yeah.
But it seems like that issue has been ignored. It's been just a thing that, like, it's a thing that people talk about, but it's not a thing that's, like, anybody's taking a step about, like, I'm saying a lot of talk about people in power, like they're not really taking a step towards anything. Like,
well, they're focused on their gun control. Like, that's the only thing. That's why when things like this happen, nothing happens because gun control is such a big thing, a big part of the U.S. and the Constitution, that we get bogged down in gun control instead of trying to solutions to the problems, fix it to the problem.
But do you think, like, how do you feel about, like, certain firearms? Do you think, like, people should be able to have, like, certain automatic weapons?
I mean, automatic weapons are banned, period.
Not unless
all automatic weapons are banned.
Yeah, anything classified as an automatic weapon, we can't have.
There's some weapons that, like, fire rapidly. Like, they're kind of like automatic weapons, but they're not considered to be automatic weapons, but they're like made, like, for instance, like, there's certain weapons that are made for killing people that normal people can have.
Yeah. That's also part of the Constitution about our right to bear arms. That's for a government tyranny. So I can use most to prevent government tyranny.
Plus, do you think there's a certain amount of like guns that you should be able to have, or like a certain amount of ammunition that you should be able to carry on you on like a regular basis?
You talking about out in public or in your home?
What'd you say? I'm talking about. I'm talking about like on the street, like if you have
Common sidearm.
You said what?
If let's say like
yeah, I think a sidearm in public, a sidearm is all you need.
Yeah, let's say the police caught you with like a whole bunch of ammunition on you. Like for me, like. Like, what are you doing with that? If you have a certain amount on you that's excessive, what exactly are you doing with it? Yeah. You're not just going hunting. You're not doing that. Like, you're doing something else.
Yeah.
Brandon, you being quiet?
I don't know, bro.
Yeah, that shit crazy that people are actually kind of ready for a civil war.
Right. I don't think a civil war will happen, honestly.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think the chances are low, but it's still a chance.
I don't think. I mean, like, you mean a civil war about this topic?
No, not about the topic.
No, I just
the overall political climate is like pretty hot.
I feel like we divide
more and more polarized.
We divide ourselves, like.
Yeah. But like, I feel like because like you're saying like most civil wars, right? They have two sides, but like I feel like certain topics have more than two sides. So, like, have you ever seen, like, a civil war where there's, like, five people that believe, like, I mean, five, like, groups that believe different things or something like that?
I mean, if you have two radicals, two extremes.
I know.
They will Like, that's pretty much what we're dealing with. The all right, all left. How far will it go? I don't know. Like, if you have those pretty straight-minded, clear-headed individuals that, you know, really don't care about it, but then you have those obsessed over it.
Yeah, because you always have, like, something that's, like, extreme and something that's, like, not enough.
Yeah.
They like to ignore problems, the people out there to cause problems.
Yep.
So you have to fall somewhere, like, in the middle, saying, like, instead of causing problems, you address problems. Address it.
Everybody, like,
what did you say? What?
Say something?
No,
I was.
I said
everybody don't think like that.
I know. That's like one of the main things that like cause like division, even things that cause like coming together, with different thoughts.
Yeah.
I don't think there'll be a full-on civil war, but I do think things get pretty close.
Yeah, for instance, like I personally think people are too weak to do that. I'm just playing, but like I don't feel like people feel like coming out the comfort of like their homes and like fighting somebody. I feel like I don't know.
Some crazy motherfuckers out there, especially people on the right.
Yeah, some people will, but I don't feel like. Like I feel like
it won't. I don't think it'll like lead to some sort of war.
Yeah,
some
people like some people would, but I feel like the people that wouldn't would be like, "Boy, you just get back in your house." Like instead of
there's already been some big conflicts with Antifa, and then there were some marches where niggas had guns. I think they were trying to mess up a veteran grave or something or a graveyard. I don't know what it was, but
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
You had a whole bunch of people there standing around with guns, just waiting for something to happen.
Yeah, this. I'm not gonna lie. That's crazy. There's some people out there that's like prepared for some crazy things.
See, I'm trying to move on to another topic or continue to just discuss.
But how do you feel about like, first, like, y'all know like the Civil War, right? Do you feel like there's like still like, even though the Civil War has ended, like it hasn't completely ended, like the same Civil War.
So what do you mean? Are you talking about prejudice? What do you mean you say that?
Like in certain things, like basically like the South versus the North. Do you think basically like the Confederates versus like
for the most part. Yeah. I say end, but you still have those individuals that like still have South Carolina, still fly the Confederate flag. So, yeah, but you don't have people like people. It's either go like this, like you either don't care, you fly the American flag, you care, you fly the American flag, or you're a Confederate. Like, it's not like so the Confederate people, they're very about South pride. Like basically everybody else moved on except for them. Like that's what I'm trying to say. Like nobody ever really brings up the Civil War and like really like I don't know. What I'm trying to say.
Like, I feel like in politics it's kind of brought up.
Like what?
Like let me think. Like what basically problems like involving like kind of like a lifestyle type of thing, because like different people like in different like regions of the country have like different like views on like lifestyle, like what they should be able to do, carry, whatever, how they live.
Yeah, but I don't think that started Civil War, bro.
I'm saying like I'm not saying it was started Civil War, but I'm just saying like the last basically like the Civil War still lives. I'm not saying like it's like it caused another Civil War, but I'm saying it still lives within some people.
Like the tension there? The tension?
Yeah.
I think it really only niggas that fought a Confederate flag. Y'all see North niggas or niggas that fuck American flag talking about North Pride, just like that. Well, yeah. Worshiping like Northern soldiers, really.
Yeah.
I guess we can move on.
Moving on. I got a nice salad waiting for me. So I got a nice salad waiting for me. But yeah. Salad.
She said salad.
Oh. I couldn't hear what you said.
So what's the next topic, though?
All right. So. They got a Nintendo Switch Pro controller.
I'm dead. And, you gonna talk about
it? Look like trash.
Hey, what I really want to talk about though is I don't know who brought it up or what, but there's a topic that video games cause mental illnesses. How do y'all feel about that?
Oh yeah.
I think that's absolute bullshit. But
that's what I think. Yeah, that's I feel like it's bullshit too.
I wouldn't say like mental illness, but I would say it can cause like kind of like being stuck in like kind of like a cycle. I wouldn't say like I feel like they're if you perform there's other things that go into like why you do that. Like certain things could put you in the cycle. Like versus like if something has you like already like that, and you play games, if you already have like an established problem, right, and you play like certain games, like you can kind of like take out your violence that you already had inside the game and get mad and start like yelling at the screen or something. But that's, I would say that's because of like what you already had though that made you do that.
That's not really gaming, like yeah. When I say it's gaming, it's like it's enjoying the art form, basically. Like
I'm just saying, like, like that, because, like, if somebody already has, like, developed problems, right, and they already have some kind of, like, aggressive problems, and they play games, like, they're gonna, like, you know, people are gonna be yelling at the screen and stuff.
Yeah. I used to be like that. Shit, I'm still like that a little bit.
I'm dead. No, I mean, I don't mean a normal yelling at the screen. I mean, like where you could tell, like, there's a problem with you.
So you trying to say?
I'm getting better with that screaming at the TV stuff. Like I repress my anger.
No, I'm saying like there's a certain level where it's like yeah, that's people accepted. Like lash out. Yeah, there's a certain level. Like you know when people that break their TVs and like they're like they do certain stuff that's like, not normal.
Yeah,
you lose their sanity.
That's what I mean. Like that.
Yeah.
Cause like there's certain things where like if somebody gets mad at the screen, you're like okay, but there's like certain things where you're like, bro, what's wrong? You got a problem.
Yeah.
Well, I say that playing video games is based on your self awareness. Like if you know what you're capable of, when you get mad, you shouldn't play video games.
To break your TV.
When it comes time, I thought about playing my controller on my TV. I'll never do it, but
it
crossed my mind.
And like,
smash your controller in the wall. Count two.
Yeah.
I'm talking like with people, like you know when like people like they're so obsessed with it. Like when somebody tells them to, like it's time to get off after they like somebody sees them like all angry and so they're like, bro, I think it's time to get off, and they get mad at the person in like real life. Like that's when you have like you need to chill. They be having problems. They be like, get up the game. They smack the person.
They talking about the single player game and the multiplayer game.
You said what?
I said, I guess it's different too. You talking about a single player game and a multiplayer game, like because multiplayer game, there's more inherent anger there.
Oh yeah, they can also be like about like
multiplayer. Because multiplayer, it's competitive, and when people get competitive, we get serious. And when we lose, it's kind of it sucks.
It's also about how do you feel like about like what people say when they're playing like multiplayer games, like when they're like talking to each other while they're playing the game, like when people say like certain offensive stuff that makes you want to act based on like act violently,
bro. Yeah, well, I wouldn't say that. it is kind of a, it's a personal problem, but I don't think it's a problem enough to call it like a mental illness. A certain way it was spread out to other areas of your behavior.
Yeah, because it's people that do that even when they're not playing the game. It'll just be something dumb.
Then niggas, they be trying to provoke you too, though.
Yeah, like you know what? Some people like, what's your address? I'm a hack your set.
I know somebody that knows you, bro. I know where you live.
Oh, man.
Bro, you buggy.
I don't think that was me. I'm just going to say, I don't know. All I did, I went back to the screen. I don't know. I should just jump off. So it don't matter.
For those of you that don't know, somebody ended the call, but we continuing it.
What no, I don't know. I don't think I was at fault that time, bro. All I did, I returned to the screen.
Anyway, where do we leave off?
We left off on getting angry at video games. And if it's considered a disorder, when it's really not, because it ain't.
It's not.
Well, the argument that a lot of people use, especially politicians, is that playing video games makes you, basically turns you into people like mass murderers or criminals.
Yeah, that shit ain't true.
Yes.
If you're a politician and you listen to this,
I mean,
stop saying that and stop believing people that say it.
I mean, like, that's only like true in like rare cases. Like, I can see like some very, very rare cases where that happens, but like, it's not like, I don't think that's a common, very common thing.
The only thing that I can associate with mental illness and video games is addiction. That can be associated with anything.
Yeah.
An addiction is bad, period.
But I do know. But I ain't gonna lie. Like sometimes that does happen with little kids, though. Like when they're playing like a shooting game, like they start to learn like the guns and stuff. They're like, oh, I want one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's say they say that, right? Let's say like I want one of those, right? Let's say one of their parents has one of those, and like they find out how to get it one day, and they can shoot themselves in the leg or something.
It's happened before, but not to cause a video games. But that's because kids are impressionable. That's because kids are impressionable. They're not supposed to play those type of games anyway.
That's what I mean, like, on the corner of
in our society though, do people really care about ratings? Very much,
but it's there. Like,
yeah.
To say you can still buy it, but don't tell us. Don't say that we didn't tell you so.
I'm dead. My leg, little Johnny. What are you doing here?
That's basically how I see it. Like the ESRB rating is that you can still buy the game for your kid, but don't say that we didn't tell y'all so.
Yeah.
And it's
as soon as you buy the game, anything that happens is your fault.
That's the main reason we got rating. We got rating for video games, period, because of stuff like
that.
Well, another thing I want to talk about is Toys R Us. I ain't gonna lie, I want to talk about Toys R Us. What's going on with Toys R Us?
You said what? I said don't you think care about Toys R Us, but I kind of
everybody cares. Everybody cares about Toys R Us.
I feel bad that the founder died, man. I feel bad that the founder died.
How do you feel about, like, no more Toys R Us? Like, what's going to happen now? Like, everybody, no like, every...
But place decided that they don't need Toys R Us.
Right, and they probably had competition with Walmart, Target, and all them other places.
But how do you feel about, like, the significance? Like, talk about, like, what it meant to you, like, in the past.
Shoot, it didn't mean nothing. A toy was a
toy. Oh my god! So you never had a good time at Toys R Us when you were a kid?
I got a couple of toys, but I left. I left. I could have got
honestly one good memory I got from Toys R Us is when I went to go buy a Jack and Daxter game from there.
I never bought a game from Toys R Us. I only got action figures. I could get that. I low key got some of the same action figures from Walmart.
Okay, you need to die, but boy.
Bruh, this nigga right here.
We don't talk about Toys R Us anymore since some people feel like it didn't matter. Toys R Us is like heaven on earth. I ain't gonna lie. But let's keep on going.
To you, dog.
Yeah, to millions of other people, but
I stopped playing with toys a long time ago.
I'm saying when you were a kid, not now. Of course you don't play with toys now, or else you'll be a weirdo. I mean, I take that back. Some people still play with toys. That is perfectly okay. Oh,
what do you think?
What do you
think?
Bro, I'm dead.
I mostly play video games when I was young.
Make sure you call them action figures, though.
When I got toys, it was rare, bro.
Anyway. What else are you trying to talk about, though?
We can talk about how dumb that Switch controller looked.
What?
I said we can talk about how dumb that Switch controller looked.
I haven't seen it.
What Switch controller?
That's the Switch Pro. It's the Switch Pro controller coming out.
Oh no, it's out.
It looked like trash.
It's just overpriced.
It looked like the old one.
It's overpriced. Like, it's $70 for that one controller.
It really is. Yeah.
It's trash.
It's overpriced. You can get, like, I'd rather just get a bunch of Joy-Cons. Like, they got scanned Joy-Cons out there, and they look pretty nice to me.
Yeah, it's not out yet. It's not out in the U.S. yet. It's only out to Japan.
What is that? Am I in Taurus? Oh.
All right, so what else? What are the topics? What else is out there? What do you want to get off your mind? What do y'all feel like we need to address?
False rape accusations.
Oh, of course. That's a good job, Ronnie.
Yeah, get that.
No, let's talk about real ones and fake ones.
Let's talk about it.
So, like, how do I start this off? It's a pretty crazy topic, but, like, in my opinion...
If you say you got raped, you didn't rape, you're a horrible person. You should deserve with a sentence of rape.
The thing about it is, like, you can literally, like, ruin somebody's life like that. Like, you can, like, lock them away for life like that. But, like, if you did do it, you deserve your punishment, right?
Yep.
Oh!
But, like, if you try to, like, blame an entire, like, sex or something for, like, being a certain way or, like, judging them, like, one way, to me, like, it's more, like, on a personal level of whether a person would do that or not. Because, like, if they did it, then they did it. But if they didn't, then they didn't. And, like, to lie on that is, like, if you lie, you deserve to get the time that you wanted them to get.
Yeah,
but
yeah, because when you're in court, you swear that you won't lie, I believe.
Yeah,
you do it. Make you put your hand on the Bible.
Yeah,
but they don't always make you put your hand on the Bible. So, but all right,
I didn't say they always do. I'm just saying that they do. That's right. Okay, what was you gonna say?
I said what I got to say. What do y'all got to say? What do some of y'all got to say?
Y'all trying to get controversial?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so do you think that some rape cases were caused because of the woman?
Yeah.
All right. That's pretty controversial. Like,
some are caused because of the man, some are caused because of the woman.
Yeah, but...
Well, I think in any cases... So in those specific cases, I don't know.
Wait. Y'all know about the
person. For the person that's doing the raping, they should know that it's wrong. They should know if this person said no means.
I think the responsibility fully falls on the man, but a woman does play a role.
Wait, DeAvin, you know about like the Aziz Ansari's case, right?
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel about something like that where somebody doesn't say anything? They act like they're okay with, but they don't say anything until it's over.
Yeah, that's fucked up, honestly.
Because to me, like, know. At the end of the day,
he should at least notice that she was uncomfortable.
I know.
I think
when the person said stop, he did. He did, yeah. though.
But like,
so what was her complaints? I don't know where her complaints were. Did she say that they were like rapists, or
no? She said that she sent nonverbal cues.
Oh,
to me, if you have to use your mouth. That's why you have a mouth. If you don't say a word, then what?
Use your mouth.
I'm dead. But never mind.
Use your mouth, bro.
But because if somebody just don't say anything, a nonverbal cue, come on now.
Like, me personally, if I'm trying to do something with a girl and she looks uncomfortable, I'm just stunned. Like, still had to communicate.
Yeah, but just because they say not, like the person said nonverbal cue, you don't know what that means. That, like, different people have different nonverbal cues. Like, some people, like, they don't show nothing.
I remember seeing something where, I think it was a question, where it was like, if you have sex with a girl and they consent to it, but later say is it rape?
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit, bro. Man, you can't just... we can't go down that path. That's a challenge.
If you consent to it at the moment, you can't later say it's rape. Like,
right.
You said it was okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So you gotta get a voice recording of these bitches, bro.
you gotta make those sound waivers, bro, I swear.
But how do you feel like about like people that do it and lie?
Then God gonna get them.
Do what?
They gonna catch AIDS and they gonna have to get their penis cut off.
Bro.
Bro, what the hell?
I mean, that's a proper way to go. You gotta get the penis cut off.
What about people that get away with it?
I mean, there's nothing to say. It's a horrible thing to do.
Well, how do you feel about like when famous people do it, right? And like the person that it happened to wasn't famous, so they get shunned by like the fans of the famous person.
That's fucked up.
It is, man. It's nothing I can do. It's nothing.
Anything I just happens is like fucked up, especially
to me. Like fame has a big part to do with it, though. Because like, if somebody's famous and the person that it happened to was not, then like, imagine like you having all that famous person's fans in your comments telling you you're a liar, you need to go die.
I mean, even if you won a case, you still get hate from them.
And there's also people that try to clout chase famous people, though.
Yeah, like that. Oh no, never mind. That's different.
And of course,
it was a woman that claimed to be raped by Usher, I think. It was either raped or. No, I think it was raped.
It was man,
she got,
too.
No, she got herpes. She got herpes.
Yeah. Oh, herpes. Yeah, okay. That's crazy.
Pretty crazy topic.
Motherfucker.
But do you think the justice system handles like cases like that well?
Nah, bro, because it ain't no system. It is a system, but it's flawed.
How so?
It's a hard thing to handle. Like,
it's a he said situation.
Yeah.
Right, it's not, you can't prove it.
And then you have most of the time in those cases, people will go and be on the woman's side, you know, even if they don't know what happened. The woman automatically get the support.
Boy,
it was something about that yesterday. I think I was watching a podcast, and they were saying, "Oh yeah, I was watching the Joe Rogan podcast." And they were talking about fuck, I forgot what I was about to say.
Oh my god.
That's that gummy, bro. You gotta get it.
No.
Yeah, that's them gummy worms.
Man. I don't know, bro. I'm just continue.
Anyway,
you said you was watching the podcast, though. We were talking about.
No, I forgot about the podcast.
Do you think there's like any? Yeah, somebody ended the call again. So
fuck. Hey, that was paper. I didn't touch shit. I swear, bro.
What are y'all is being an idiot right now?
I'm dead, bro. He was talking to himself.
Look. Phone, phone, and shit.
Dang, move, cat.
Hey, B.I.V.N., you saving these drafts, right?
Yeah. All right,
cool.
All right, what were you saying, Abdullah?
Well, I was in mid-sentence, so I kind of lost my train of thought, which is kind of tough, but... What was I saying? Man.
You still talking about rape?
Yeah, I was saying, do you think there's any way to prevent, like, lying about that?
I don't know. I think would be a harsher punishment if you get caught. But let's say
you're falsely accused, though, and there's a harsh punishment.
You're falsely accused for what? No, I'm saying if you get caught lying, then you should get harsh punishments. Harsh punishments.
You can still be falsely accused based off that, though.
You said what?
You can still be falsely accused for lying, though.
You're right.
So basically, what you're saying is...
You're right.
Basically, what you're saying is induce the fear of lying so that they won't do it.
But I feel like people don't really care about like things like that. Like people are like natural liars.
Yeah, like you.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to lie.
They lie so much that they don't care about. It's like, because if you can lie so much that you don't care about another person getting life in prison, do you really? Is that gonna stop you?
You should ask yourself that question, bro.
So what we need to do?
I'm not a super liar though.
No, I'm messing with you, bro.
We need to restrict sex. We need to make it harder.
What?
We need to restrict sex. Make it harder to have sex. So we can.
You tripping, bro? No.
You gotta just accept this is all right. Then you gotta make songs about the shit. What man can't do.
But do you think that's like it makes certain things cringy?
It really do. So when we end up before we end the podcast, I like to talk about some shit though. Like,
all right, for sure.
What you want to talk about?
I mean, you trying to end it now or what?
No, we
good. I just go. All right. It's more kind of thing, but one of the things. I mean, we don't really know what we're gonna do for the podcast yet. But I do want to have guests on.
I think we can actually talk with, have discussions with.
Then we'll have guests that talk about their things, their projects they're working on, like what they're into.
Kind of interviews?
Yeah, like interviews. So, yeah. Because you said
that.
That's one of the things I most definitely want to do. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
All right, outros.
All right, yo. It's been a cool little podcast. We had some mess ups, hiccups.
Hold on. Before we end it, everybody say what they got going on right now.
Before we say outros, dog.
You said what?
I said before we say outros.
This man gonna stop in the middle of the outro.
Hold on. 1 second. I said before we end it, why don't
come on,
everybody
you
just...
already said that. Why you watch the long?
Never mind. Let's go.
Alright, so I think I got the gist of what you're saying. So right now, what I'm mainly focused on is my portfolio. But there are some, like, I'm trying to work on some concept art, doing some shit up. And we're also working on a project together. So looking out for that.
Yeah.
And this is our first podcast. We're going to get better. This shit going to be beautiful. Yeah. We're going to be a force to be reckoned with. All right.
It's your boy King Bone, a.k.a. Cobra Rex. And I'm out of here.
Good, man. I'm out.
Ace, peace out.
All right. So, hold on. When I want to end it, okay. Hold on, is this shit it's still on, right?
Yep.
Well, what the hell? When I want to end this shit, I can't end it.
It's all right to have technical difficulty. Just press the X button, my guy.
It's literally not on the X.
How you ended before that?
The last time I did end it, that was I'm for real about that. But the other times I went back, I don't know what the fuck. Oh. All right, let's figure out some shit, but we'll do that later. I really can't. Y'all gotta end it, dog.
All right, bro.
All right.